Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is warning his European partners not to interfere with Italian politics. He says his government will pursue a foreign policy in defense of Italy's national interests. Berlusconi appeared before Parliament in Rome yesterday to clarify his government's approach to European integration, following the resignation earlier this month of his staunchly pro-Europe foreign minister. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Italy's media mogul turned prime minister was in a feisty mood as he addressed Parliament yesterday. He insisted that he's unequivocally in favor of closer European integration, but he warned Italy's European partners not to meddle in Italian affairs.
Ma nessuno. Nessuno può pensare di metterci.
No one, Berlusconi said, I repeat, no one should think that they can put us under surveillance or worse still, treat us as though we have limited sovereignty. And the prime minister said Italy will fight for a less rigid and less centralized Europe. Italian analysts wondered whether these statements will reassure those European leaders who had called on Berlusconi to reassert Italy's commitment to Europe following the abrupt departure of Foreign Minister Renato Ruggero. Ruggero stepped down after he criticized several ministers who had voiced disdain and skepticism about the new single European currency, the euro. And against his advice, Berlusconi pulled out of a major European defense project, tried to block a Europe-wide arrest warrant initiative, and held up the creation of a number of new EU institutions as he pushed for greater concessions. Yesterday, responding to Berlusconi's parliamentary address, opposition leader Francesco Rutelli severely reprimanded the prime minister.
Non gridi a ridicoli complotti internazionali.
Rutelli said, don't invoke ridiculous international conspiracies when you commit serious errors. Don't whine about what you call the anti-Italian opposition when we criticize your mistakes that damage our country and damage the credibility of the European integration process. The parliamentary debate came after a turbulent week in relations between the Italian judiciary and the government. On Sunday, hundreds of Italian magistrates staged an unprecedented nationwide protest against what they see as the government's attempt to curb their independence and its meddling in trials to protect the prime minister and his allies. Berlusconi is a defendant in several cases. In all courts of appeal, the usually solemn ceremonies of the official opening of the judicial year were disrupted by whistles and shouts, and magistrates left their togas on empty chairs and walked out when government representatives began to speak. The most scathing attack was made in Milan by Chief Appeal Court Prosecutor Francesco Saverio Borelli.
Al naufragio della coscienza civica nella perdita del senso del diritto, ultimo, estremo baluardo della questione morale e dovere della collettività, resistere.
Borelli, the top prosecutor in the Clean Hands anti-corruption investigation of the 90s, exhorted his colleagues to resist the dangerous crumbling of judicial norms and outside intervention and sabotage. Berlusconi and his allies claim the charges leveled against him are the result of a leftist conspiracy. Nevertheless, last week, a senior judge ruled that the prime minister's trial for alleged corruption of a magistrate must go ahead as scheduled, despite the justice minister's attempt to transfer one of the presiding judges to another office. But Berlusconi supporters warned that if the prime minister were convicted of bribing magistrates, Italy would plunge into a grave political crisis that could also have damaging impact on European integration and the euro itself. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.